I'm Sue Rosen.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I am good. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm just fine.
That's good to hear. So, Brenda, yes, I am actually making follow-up with you with regards to your concerns. So, first, I wanted to go ahead and inform you that the live video verification is finally available. So, we can go ahead and do that. Do you have your documents? Are you prepared to do the video right now?
Like the taped video for... No, we don't have a video yet. We've got to get one.
This time, the one that is available is a live video verification, which means I will connect you to Google Representative, and then you will have a call with them so that the verification will be done through a live call.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what kind of information will I need to verify, to do the verification?
Yes, so I need you to make sure that you have your documents. So it could be your license, your insurance, business registration. Do you have those?
No. I need my license or, what kind of license, like our business license?
Yes. Let me see. Does your service, iron roofing? I think roofing, it does require,
yeah, we have
license,
business.
Right?
We do have business license, but right now it's out of date, so we've got to get that updated.
Yes, it has to be updated. Do you know when you could go ahead and have that updated?
I can do that next week.
Next week. Okay, perfect. What other documents do you have? Do you have insurance?
We do have insurance. What kind of insurance are you looking for?
That would be, let me check what kind of insurance it is. General liability insurance, something like that. Do you have it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is it updated?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we can actually go ahead and use that.
I don't what kind of document? I don't know that I have the document, though. I just know that it was paid this week, actually. So.
Yes, you can just request your insurance company. Tell them that you need a copy of your insurance or you need a certificate of insurance. They should be able to provide it to you, yes.
Okay, so see, that's something else I've got to get.
Yes, you need to get certificate of insurance. And do you do online invoicing?
Yes.
Okay, we can also use that one to them. Like, you can print a copy of the invoice, and then we can show it to Google when you do the verification with them. So they actually needed to see documents from you because they wanted to verify that you are really a legitimate business and a business that is really operating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And do you also have business cards?
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. We can go ahead and use that one. So we can go ahead and use your certificate of insurance, your business card, as well as online invoicing as well. Or the invoice.
Now, when you say online invoicing for what?
Oh, when you do invoice your clients, how do you give them their invoice? Is it like through paper?
No, it's online through Jobber.
Through Jobber, okay. I think there is a way that you can actually print a copy from there.
Just from one client?
Yes. Or maybe we can go ahead and do two so you can show two invoices to them.
Okay.
Yes. And then your tools and equipment as well.
Now, what's tools and equipment?
Yeah. So for tools, these are the items or things or tools that you use for the service. Do you have them?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The tools that you use when you do services. Like, it could be, like, for example, it could be a hammer, a saw.
A ladder.
Yes, a ladder.
What do you need to see, though? A picture of a ladder? I mean, I don't know what you want.
Oh, you will need to have a, like, it has to be physically with you. Like, where do you store your tools?
With each of the guys. Their tools aren't with me. And
yes,
they have a lot of different tools, so.
Yes, you can go ahead and select from those tools, and you can go ahead and show it to Google. If you have, like, usually what clients does is that, for example, they have, like, a storage house. They can go ahead, and when they go do the live video verification, they then go ahead and show the storage house to the Google representative. So they show the tools that they have.
No, we don't have that. They have their tools on each of their trucks.
Each of their trucks.
Each one has their own tools. Now, I do have one of the ladders here, but that's all I have here.
Oh. Can you have one of your guys come over to your house when you do the verification so that you can actually show them the tools at the back of their truck?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay, perfect.
So how much of this do you need? Do you need all of this or one or two pieces of it or what? Like, do we need the business license, the insurance, the business card, the online invoice, and the tools? Do we need all of that? Be prepared to show all of that?
Yes. So for the documents, you need to have business insurance or license or invoice or business card. So you can actually select, well, the more that you can show to them, the better. If you have all four, that would be best. If you only have three, we can still go ahead and proceed with that. And then for the tools, the more tools that you can actually show, the better as well.
Okay. All right. It's going to be next week because I'm going to have to gather all this stuff.
Okay. Perfect. Also, don't forget to download Google Meet application on your cell phone as well because you will be speaking with them using Google Meet.
Google Meet.
Yes. Google Meet application.
And I download it from Apple or what?
Yes. You download it from Apple.
Okay,
perfect. Now, please do shoot me a text whenever you're ready, or you can go ahead and call in here, and then I will help you get connected with the Google representative.
Okay. All right, we'll do it, and it'll be something next week. So.
Yes, next week.
I'll call you as soon as I get everything together.
Okay. Now, if ever I don't hear from you, Brenda, by Wednesday, I will go ahead and call you as well, okay? Just a quick reminder and just check how things are going on your end.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then lastly, by the way, before I go to the next concern, do you have, like, any question on that for the verification?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Perfect. And then next is that you mentioned on your text that you are not getting local flash calls.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you?
I still can't answer the call. It's grayed out. The little phone that you answer is grayed out. And I've tried everything. I possibly tried to fix it myself, and it's not fixable on my end.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go find the number, get all the way out, go find the number, and key it in, and then call the people back.
Oh, I see. How about, okay, I see here that there is a number that, for example, this one, Oh, this is actually today. I see that there's a call today. And let me check if it was answered. Yeah, today's call was actually answered.
Yeah, it's not every time. It's not every time.
It's not every time. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me, do you recall what were the, like, the situations? Like, for example, this one, when this call came in, you were already, like, holding your phone, it's already turned on. Well, the other calls, your phone was, like, locked or something like that. Do you have, like, differences of the situation?
No, I can't tell you what the differences are.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and do two test calls right now before I submit this one to our team for review. So the first test call that I'm going to do is that right after this call, if you could go ahead and lock your phone, that means like the screen will go turn black. Like there is a lock button there on your phone. I think it's on the side, I believe, for iPhones.
Yeah, I got it. It's on
there. Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and call you right after this call, and then let's see what happens when it's your phone is like in black or it's locked, and then let's see if you can go ahead and answer, and then we'll do another test call.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and end the call now, okay? I'm going to call you.
All right.
All right. Thank you.